Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Well, it's now officially official. Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders kicked off his 2016 presidential campaign with a rally in Burlington yesterday. Sanders actually announced he'd be running about a month ago. And since then, national media and cable TV pundits have been speculating whether the longtime independent has half a chance of beating Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. But what do Vermonters think of their senator in the spotlight? To find out, VPR recently spent some time at one of those most Vermont-y of Vermont institutions, the Farmers Market. Here in downtown Rutland, the live mandolin player sets the score as shoppers stroll among the stands of fresh fruit, fresh bread, vibrant greens, and, at one stall, variegated mountains of potatoes.
German butterball, gold rush, red maria.
Diane Haliba says she grows about 40 different kinds of potatoes. As for president, she's got one pick, Bernie Sanders.
I think he'd be a breath of fresh air. I just like his policies down to earth and, you know, he's for the people.
In fact, it would prove kind of difficult to find any Sanders detractors on this particular Saturday. He was reelected in 2012 with 71% of the vote here. Despite her support, Haliba considers herself a political independent.
I vote for the best man.
So if you were looking at Bernie Sanders versus, say, maybe Hillary Clinton, would you pick Bernie over Hillary Clinton?
I certainly would.
Really? You had a pretty quick answer. What makes you say that?
I like Bernie's philosophy much better than Hillary's.
But Sanders' liberal philosophy had even some supporters wondering how far he could really go. I spotted Christine Geisler sporting a faded turquoise hoodie bearing the slogan, Eat More Kale. But just when I begin to ask her about politics, she's out with another slogan.
I said, go Bernie!
So you like Bernie Sanders, I take it.
I love Bernie Sanders.
Geisler doesn't buy the whole lost cause campaign argument from some national media pundits. And she says, win or lose, she hopes Sanders' message will find some traction, even in traditionally red states.
I'm hoping that his message gets out there, that there's a lot of poor people in non-democratic areas that aren't represented by the people that they're voting for. And I'm wondering if maybe just hearing it from a different point of view might be helpful.
In fact, that message already seems to have reached a guy just up the street who I spotted walking with his son fresh from Saturday morning soccer.
My name is Bill Jalbert, and I work for Springfield School District in the IT department for them.
Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Rowan, and I love cats.
Do you like Bernie Sanders?
Do you know who Bernie is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Sanders has a name recognition issue with 70-year-old Rowan, but the senator's message about strengthening the middle class did strike an unlikely chord with Rowan's dad.
It's kind of funny. I'm usually a little more on the conservative side, but I'm a little disgusted with what's happening to the middle income in this country.
Jalbert says he's had some credit troubles in the past, but he's now ready to buy a house, except he's run into trouble getting a mortgage, and Jalbert feels like he doesn't make enough money to become a homeowner on his own, but makes too much to qualify for any help.
I'm tired of really busting my butt to get ahead, and I feel like I'm not really moving anywhere. I don't even see this as a Democratic or a Republican issue. It's an American issue. We're all Americans. We're all working, and I don't think the middle class is really going anywhere. It's going down, not up.
That message about income inequality is one Sanders has been trumpeting for years, even decades. Down the street, I catch Raymond Clifford sitting outside a coffee shop with a well-behaved but curious dog at his feet.
Irene?
Named after the hurricane.
It's a pug, right?
She's purebred, but no papers.
Clifford says he supported Sanders in his first electoral victory, a hair-thin 10-vote win to become Burlington's mayor back in 1981. And he says he's been voting Bernie ever since.
He does not change his story. Everything he says is the same thing he said 10 years ago, 20 years ago. He's a common man politician. He really is.
Still, when I ask whether he thinks Sanders really has a shot at winning the White House, Clifford has to think for a second.
I'm going to vote for him, and I'm actually might even go into church where I haven't been for like 35 years.
You mean you would go to church to pray for him?
Yeah, and I'm a recovering Catholic.
Really? So you feel so strongly about the Bernie campaign that this could sort of bring you back into the flock?
No, I would just go in for that one prayer.
Like many Vermonters we heard from, Clifford hopes Sanders' campaign will at least spread his message and maybe even win over a few converts. For VPR News, I'm Alex Keefe.